You're gonna
fucking, this is how I'm gonna sit down.
Hoodie, if you move and this shit fucking falls.
You're the one moving right now.
No, look, you're moving it.
How am I moving it?
Look, you're moving it.
Why don't you just put it on the fucking floor?
Para que te escuches, porque es que tú hablas muy despacio y luego no te escuchan.
This is why we never record, because you're fucking annoying. Welcome to the podcast.
All right, ready? Ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Wow, it has been...
a month.
No, more than a month, Judy.
No, it's been a month.
No, it's been more than a month.
Anyways, y'all.
Brianna was like, that last post where we were trying the equipment, she made a comment on my TikTok and she was like, and we never heard them again. And she's right. We never recorded again.
Well, because we got busy, Luis. I'm sorry, y'all. It just, we need to be more proactive about this.
Proactive?
Because, yes, proactive. Do you understand what the word, do you understand? What does the word proactive mean?
We need to be more...
proactive.
No, not proactive.
Yes, yes.
No.
Yes.
Look it up.
I'm gonna, everyone. Proactive, Luis, means that you are being more active. You are being, yes, you're being.
Read it. Read the definition of proactive.
You're
read
being
it.
More conscious and
read
more.
Read the definition of proactive. Ni puedes leer.
Yeah,
because,
see, creating or controlling a situation by causing something to happen. Exactly, being more active, causing something to happen, rather than responding to it after. Idiot.
No.
Yes.
No.
Anyways, who went to school? I did.
¿Y pa qué?
Fuck you. Next time you ask me to reread some of your shit, I'm gonna fucking...
Well, next time
no,
you...
No, don't fucking... No.
Next time you tell me no, to fucking
no,
help you
next
with
time, I
the
haven't,
papers.
No.
Anyways... Welcome back. So
I think people want to hear us because they like when we fight. We're the drama that they need in the
lab.
No,
labs. You're the drama.
You are, bitch.
So anyways, so the last time we recorded or we were going to record, Judy decided to go on a fucking Dora the Explorer fucking adventure porque se creía, I don't know what the fuck. So her and her friends went on a camping trip where they slept in their cars. And she wanted to get lucecitas, inflatable no sé qué, su puta madre. And my dad was like, don't go because this weekend is going to rain. Y Judy, no, que no sé qué, que no sé cuándo.
My argumentative statement is that you have to just live. I feel like, honestly, I've had this conversation with everyone recently and lately, and I've told
yeah, you have
and
to every- live.
Shut up. Not let fucking me fucking talk, bitch.
Hacer las cosas a lo pendejo.
No, let me. I didn't because I packed for it. I took everything I needed. We actually were.
Is that why you were really cold?
We were prepared. Luis, we were prepared.
Oh, really?
It was just snowing is a that- lot.
And you didn't know it was going to snow.
But, anyways, lately, everybody in this fucking household. Has been getting on my case of just how many of you and chime in please because
chime in
yes chime in chime bright like a diamond chime in
shine bright like a diamond fine light in the beautiful sea I chose to be happy you and I we're like diamonds. You're a shooting star, I see a vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky.
I honestly feel like I'm not complaining about this, or maybe a little bit, But thank God my parents made me the independent woman that I am, where they really never have to worry about me. But it fucking sucks because they never fucking care to ask, like,
how's your day? Is it your feet that stink or mine?
Shut the fuck up. It's your fucking upper lip, bitch.
Is it your socks?
Dude, mine are new.
Dude, I just put my sock on my fucking nose. It doesn't smell.
It's not my snook. Snook!
Dude, your feet are your fucking huaraches stink.
Anyways, you always do this when I'm trying to fucking talk shit because you don't want people to let me air you out.
Air me out? You should air those fucking chanclas out because...
So anyways, I was saying that it sucks because sometimes I feel like they don't care about anything that I do because they know that I got it. They know that I'm the least fucking child that they worry about because I got it. And I'm proud to say that I got it, that I feel like I never have to ask for anything. I never fucking anything. And this past fucking weekend, I said, I need a new bed. And I literally was starting to do that shit by myself and nobody cared to be like, do you need help? Would you like me to help you?
You
would
look like you got it.
Well, fuck you guys, because it just sucks. Like, sometimes I'm not okay. Sometimes I'm having horrible ass days. Obviously, some days are like days where I literally feel like maybe I just don't want to do shit. But you guys just never care. I mean, I don't want to say care, but you guys just don't ask me. And it's probably because I'm always like fucking well on my feet and... like, I know how to get back up if I'm, like, having a fucking rough situation, but it sucks because I do need you guys to be like, hey, how are you? Whatever, what happened? Because I feel like every single time you guys expect me to be there for you, and I am willingly because I love you guys and I want to support you all, but it's not okay that you expect me to be there and fuck whatever else Hudi has to do or feels or anything for the matter, because you guys are just so used to being like, can you do this for me? Can you help me record this? Can you fucking do this for me? Can I? And it's like, I have shit to do too.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain. We all have sorrow.
I need somebody to help me record my OnlyFans, and nobody fucking helps me.
Anyways, dumb have bitch. You guys seen the new episode of
Always Tomorrow? Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you care.
Wait, how did we go from your camping? Well, look, you're saying.
Well, back to the camping thing.
Wait, no, you're saying that nobody cares, but then when we fucking tell you, don't do this, don't do that, you get pissed.
No, it's
like
because,
that camping trip, my dad had seen that it was going to snow, that there was going to be severe weather, and he was like genuinely worried about you because he asked me, he's like, please convince your sister to not go because no me está haciendo caso. So your whole argument of like, nobody cares about me. Like,
no,
we don't, like,
because
how...
you guys need to also understand that you guys need to let me live.
Okay,
because
well, go fucking drown.
Because I feel like you guys, I wouldn't put myself in danger. And
you
do
did.
Something. No, Luis, are you serious? Wait, estás hablando como que si it was a fucking blizzard and
why
no.
Why did you guys come back?
Because literally
you guys came back. You told me you came back because there was going to be 2 inches of snow or something like that.
Yeah.
And that you guys were afraid that you guys were going to get stuck in the mountains. But you were so cold and you guys didn't have the proper gear.
I said it was, no. I said it was cold. I never said that I was so cold. I took fucking my comfy shit. My friends were the ones that fucked up. I took like I had ordered fucking snow pants, snow gear, all that shit. I was chilling. But
you said you were cold.
No. It was cold, Luis, but I wasn't like fucking freezing where I couldn't handle it. Again, I wouldn't put myself in a listen. I wouldn't put myself in a situation where
you
I even
did.
Knew Luis. You guys, let's fucking not record anymore. Because you guys just don't let me live. Literally last weekend, I said I'm packing my shit. I'm going to Palm Springs. Y todos, why? Why? No, no, no! Don't. It's like, dude.
I never said that. I was like,
how do you guys not want me to live my?
No.
How do you guys just want to fucking keep me here and not? Ask me
no. What
maybe, like, you guys just
no.
or have not been the best.
You went to Palm Springs, okay? Did I not give you a list of shit to go eat and do.
No, yes, but I'm saying, okay,
so no, don't generalize, because I do care about you and I do ask. I might not ask as many times as you want me to ask.
You never.
Yes, I do.
You just say, oh, you're going to go. Okay, here's this.
What do you want me to say?
Well, I don't know. Maybe like, hey, how's your trip going? Did you comiste this? Like, are you chill? Like,
I did text you several times while you were in Palm Springs.
Yeah, but no.
I texted you several times while you were in Palm Springs.
You just said, you just made sure that I woke up.
What else do you want me to do?
I don't know. I just feel like you guys are just not... You guys just... Like, I know I got it for myself, but sometimes it sucks being the sibling that has it. Because I sometimes need help.
Because I got it like that, but it ain't even gotta be like that. Yo, man, he be calling me back. He say I'm fine, and a matter of fact. Yes, how I do that fit my jeans over baby fat. Listen, I don't know the type of tricks he playing, but I should warn you, I don't want you, man.
I understand why you wanna try.
Well, you need to ask us. You need to ask us.
It's not about that, Luis. It's about, like, for example, when you have hard days, I'm like, hey, bro, like, I know, like, with the whole 99 cent store thing. I know when to approach you and when not to approach you, but at least I know when to do that. I feel like you guys just fucking don't. You guys just say, oh, well, fuck, all right, whatever, she's having a bad day, let's not ever fucking approach her, whatever. But it's like with you guys, it's like, okay, let me give you your space, let me come back later. And I did, and I check up on you guys, and you guys are just like, eckies.
I check up on you.
Anyways.
I check up on you, I send you memes. I do.
Anyways, the camping trip was fun, but we did have to come home because we were not expecting all that snow. We thought we knew it was going to snow, but we were not expecting that it was going to be crazy. And so in the morning we woke up and all our shit that we had left outside was fucking frozen, including our food. So we were like, we got to get the fuck out of here. So we did, and it was chill, though. It was, like, honestly a cool experience because I feel like slowly I heal my inner child and everything that I've ever dreamed of doing that, like, we weren't capable of doing because of, like, the resources and just, you know, I think I was just I'm the youngest, so my parents were probably over-raising kids or doing shit because Luis and Ricardo were already older, and I was just kind of, like, the... Here, they would hand me off to Luis, and Luis would just fucking
dress... Hit you over your head with the chancla.
Yeah, and dress me like a fucking 30-year-old while I was six. So I think that's, like, important to me. It's important to me that even if, okay, the fucking experience was horrible, at least I went out there.
Oh, so you're admitting
no,
it.
No, it's not. It wasn't horrible. I'm saying...
You just said it.
It's a fucking generalization. I'm saying whether the experience is, however it turns out, at least for me...
Horrible.
It was, like, healing a part of me that something that I always wanted to do. And I took my dog, and, like, that to
and
me...
And she was also fucking not having it.
Because she's, like, she's not a camping girly. I never took her to do shit like that. But anyways, after that, then we got busy because, what did I do? I think I did something else after that. Oh, we had our event, our first, Alistante event. And so we didn't record that Friday because we were busy at a wedding, which, by the way, turned out pretty chill. I think,
there was a cantante from Norte Collective.
Oh my god, I know, and I was fucking fangirling. I'm sorry. I never really have those moments, but when it's people like that, I feel like cool. But also, another thing that I want to say. Not that they even fucking care to listen to this podcast, but I hate when I fangirl about someone and they turn out to be mamoncillos. And this guy, like, I was like, oh my god, that's him. Well, Luis was like, because they had mentioned it on the speaker. They were like, oh, we're going to play a song requested by blah, blah, blah. And actually, the artist is here. And we were like, what? And then the song started playing. And then me and Luis were like, oh, it's Norte Collective. So... then Luis like spot him and se miraba super mamoncillo. He didn't even turn our way. He didn't even fucking, we were like, oh, maybe he's gonna want to grab a sopa or something. And no, that fucker did not. So we were like, damn, all right, whatever. And then that's when my fangirly moment was like, oh, that sucks.
But we do want to give a big shout out to Anais.
Oh, yes. She's a sweetheart.
She is amazing. She and her family run a company called Confetti Fiesta. And they've been in business for over, like, I want to say 30 years, she said.
I think so, yeah.
And she brought us some churros and she was like, look, my dad made these churros and they were literally the most amazing churros. If you live in Southern California, you know that Gonzalez Market just opened up a huge ass mercado in Costa Mesa and they brought churros El Moro from Mexico. I don't like those churros in Mexico and I most certainly didn't like them here. Like, those churros are like disgusting. They're over fried. They are just not the shit. And Anais's dad's churros
were so bomb.
I was like, why don't you guys have a churro business? Like, they only do it for weddings, for catering when they request them. And I'm like, these are freaking bomb. So Anais, thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of this wedding and for allowing us to bring our setup. For those of you that don't know, we just created a family business called Al Instante, and we basically created this because our father has been retired for 2 years, and more he's getting antsier and antsier because, unfortunately, our parents grew up thinking that in order for them to serve a purpose, they needed to be active and they needed to work.
Till the day they die.
Exactly. So it's unfortunate, pero pues mi papá no cree en therapy, even though we try to explain to him that it's worth going y la chingada, but, you know, he is a Mexican dad or a Latino dad. And so we thought, let's create a business where he could feel useful. And we created Al Instante. We have our Instagram, our TikTok, and we've been posting and I've been emailing. And so if you all have a wedding or a quinceañera, graduation party or anything coming soon, hit us up because we can create customized sopas Maruchan. We can serve them at your next event. We can ship them to you anywhere in the country. And so, yeah. So that was pretty cool. Except for, again, Judith felt like she was carrying the whole fucking thing on her shoulders because...
Okay. Can I just say something that I do hate this about you, this trait mm-hmm, about you?
Mm-hmm. Go on.
¿Quieres un amiche?
Cristian, ¿qué tomas?
Miche.
¿Qué miche?
Michelada.
Está rica.
Go ahead.
Okay. Luis has the most wonderful ideas, okay? But that doesn't give Luis the right to tell us what to do. Because the whole time he literally was like, Rick, Kudi, you're going to do this. I'm just going to be behind the cameras. And I was like, bitch, are you kidding me? I understand that you have this power to fucking make videos and whatever the fuck, but fucking help us. And this guy just said, I'm just going to be fucking recording and that's all I'm going to do.
I put everything together.
Luis.
I put everything together. I helped my dad put the labels. I prepared everything.
I cut the lemon. Okay, but you also understand
you
that.
You all just showed up.
Because you also understand that we, like, I'm not trying to fucking bring you down or talk shit, but we are working. You're at home.
Right.
I'm not saying you're not working, but you're at home.
And do you remember when we sat down around that table and we said, who's in? Then you should have been like, I have a lot of shit to do. I come home very tired. So I'm not going to be a part of it.
Oh, but also that day, y'all, let me just say, that day, me and Luis were fucking pissed at each other for the same reason. Because, again, when it's Luis and Ricardo, my parents are there. I'm not saying they're never there for me. I'm saying it's literally like...
I mean, you just
what?
Did.
No, it's literally like, how can I help you? What can I do? How much money do you need? What? How? What? When I say that I need help fucking building a fucking bed, my dad decides to go fucking wash all the fucking 5 dogs outside, and Luis decides to do I don't know what else the fuck, and everybody just decides to disappear.
What was I doing?
Picking your ass, probably. No. But anyways, it was a moment of...
I was doing something important.
Yeah, picking your ass. It was a moment of, like, every time my siblings need me for something, whether it's, like, to help them with their business, to help them do something, I'm there. And I feel that they expect me to be there. And, again, I do it willingly because as a sister, I obviously want my siblings to fucking strive. And that's my way of supporting, right? But I think that they forget that also I need to strive. And that day, Luis was like, do this, do that. Fucking go buy this and that. And I was like, bro, like,
what did you go buy?
Exactly, nothing, because you shit on me. And I was like, I have shit that I need to do too before we go attend this wedding. And you're telling me,
spend 2 hours in the bathroom combing your hair.
And you literally,
and making sure that your bangs were fucking falling in the right
place. And you literally did not even one allow me to tell you something important that had happened that day. You literally also literally said, it was funny. He was like, don't fucking ever talk to me ever again. And I was like, what the fuck? I literally felt so upset. And I kid you not, I cried a little bit because I was like, man, these bitches are so fucking fucked up. Like, the fact that they always expect me to just fucking pause whatever the fuck I'm doing for them is not okay. It's not okay.
Well, because, you have a mouth. You should say, yeah, I can't
but,
right now.
But, Luis, but it's...
But what? It's, you have a mouth. You need to set your own boundaries. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that
you guys fucking
set take your advantage. Own boundaries. Set your own boundaries.
Well, I did after you said I never want to talk to you again. I was like, all right, well, fuck this bitch. I was going to go buy a fucking shirt for this fucking thing. I was like, I'm going to wear whatever fucking shirt now, and I'm going to look however the fuck if he likes it or not.
And I
just went to my room to fucking, like, sleep. And I was like, fuck this, because that's not, no. And then I was like, oh, yeah? Y si se quiere poner más cabrón, since he doesn't want to ever talk to me ever again, I'm not going to go fucking help. But then later, they were like, oh, and I had work that day. So after I came back from work, like, I still went to go fucking get myself something to eat. I still took my sweet-ass time because I was like, no. If they fucking figure or somehow find out that I'm missing... they're going to call me because they need me. So I'm just going to wait for that.
Did we call you? No.
Well, because I was getting ready and then you guys were like, we're leaving. And I was like, I'm not even ready yet. You need to hold on.
Oh, per use.
Well, because fuck you per guys. Use. Well, no.
Per use.
But anyways.
All the drama and all the problems in this family are because you're shut never ready the fuck on time. Up.
But anyways, that was very hurtful that you said you never want to talk to me.
I don't know why the fuck that hurts you, because clearly we are going to talk the next day.
Yeah, but it hurts me because I feel that out of all the siblings that you have, only me and Rick, you should be telling Rick that, not me. Because I
tell him that.
Yeah, but no, you literally are a bitch. Anyways, that happened that day. So then we had to scratch all of that, what had happened earlier that day. And for the event, we were literally like fucking laughing and making all these videos for TikTok.
So if you go to
like, we were fucking happy and shit.
So if you go to Alexante's Instagram and TikTok,
we look fake, you know why.
No, we don't look fake. We look like we brothers. We brothers, and we're happy and we're singing.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
All right, cut and print.
We were fucking about to kill each other. I was about to put Ricardo's head in the boiling water.
And then
and poke Judith's eyes out with the forks.
But anyways, it was a great turnout. I think it was pretty cool for the first, like, spot that we had help landing, because it was, like, very helpful. It was cool. I think it has a hella potential, and I think that it is something that can really, really blow up. So if you all are, or thanks to the people who have already followed that are my friends, I really appreciate that, because I feel like
the two of you, gracias.
Because no, honestly, this is when I feel like super like, oh fuck, my friends are fucking dope, because I don't see them all the time, and you know who you are. I don't see you guys all the time, and we don't really hang out as much anymore, but just the simple fact that you're kind of there, and you, like, see what we're doing, and you're always like, dude, your family's so cool. Like, you guys are just so fucking amazing. Like, you guys have always the best ideas, and they always, like, root for me, whether I'm doing, like...
They're really rooting for me, but... Well, you're never going to talk to me again?
Hey, bitch, that's you, dumbass. I would never, even if I was so upset with my siblings, I would never fucking say, and I never want to talk to you again.
Así todo dramático, Rosa de Guadalupe.
Dude. I was even like, bro, I came to tell you something that happened and you're over here.
Okay,
like,
what happened?
Well, that I had got, that I started private therapy now with my patients. But anyways, that it was so cool, by the way, that to me, it's so amazing how much of an impact I bring on what I do, because I really do enjoy what I do. That an old patient of mine, when I was doing ABA therapy, she called and she was like, oh my God, my daughter, like, she always, siempre pregunta por ti, she remembers you. And, like, you played a huge role in my daughter's life and, like, a huge, you have, like, impacted her. And I want you to help us because she's going to go to kinder and I really need your help because I've had other people come by and she just does not. And to me, that's very important because that makes me feel like I'm, one, going in the right direction of career-wise. Mm-hmm. And two, that, like, I genuinely do enjoy working with kids. And there's people that I know that it's like they... It's like a job, right? It's a job. It pays your bills. There you go.
Yeah, you're passionate about it.
But to me, it's like, I really do, like, I'm not... Well, yeah, like, sometimes I want to fucking flick them off and, like, don't fucking bother me. But, like, it's a job that, like, I can
go... But not the kids. The adults. Or the kids, too.
Well, I mean, sometimes the kids. But that's the thing. I think that's the beautiful part about it is that when the kids are acting that way or where sometimes I feel like I just want to fucking flick them off, I have to also understand that I was also a child who had working parents where sometimes that attention, that the way they act or do things,
that's how
is
they seek
because
attention.
That's how it is. And I do remember, and I think that's why it sticks to me a lot, is that I come from a Mexican family, a family where, you know, my parents were never going to my open houses. They were never fucking helping me with homework. You were the one going to my open houses, helping me with, like, spirit week and all that shit. And it sticks out a lot that at some point, like, it
the
does
drama.
It does leave, like, a little, like, speck of, like, fuck, you know? Mm-hmm. And, yeah, a veces los niños se portan super mal and sometimes they give you fucking sass and sometimes they're just, like... You're just like, how the fuck am I letting a fucking kindergartner tell me off? But it's like, again, then I think about it and I'm like, nah, it's not their fault, you know? Like, it's show. But anyways, so that was very cool and special. And I was like, oh my God, no way. Like, she wants me to help her out. And I get to put my own rules and I get to put my own schedule and I get to, like, do this. So then I thought, shit, like, what if I just start doing that on the side? And then for those of you who don't know, because we just started this podcast, but in 2020, during the pandemic.
That you feel like we just started because you always miss the fucking recording.
Okay,
day.
Yesterday I said, let's record. I'm going to take a nap right now. I can't.
Why, Judy? Why?
I don't fucking know.
Why? Anyways. Because I woke up at 10 in the morning and fucking did nothing around the house.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We'll get to that right
I'm
now.
Sure. But anyways, what was I saying? So, yeah, that's very important. And then, so anyways, in 2020, I created a worksheet, workbook,
yeah. Ojitas.
Called Ojitas, where it's a letters A through Z to help children how to write the letters and how to spell their name. And I never got to use it. I probably sold like 4 or 5 of those and then I just stopped doing that. But, if anybody wants them, they're available still and I can send you the PDF. Just hit me up. But anyways, it came with like a Spanglish, like the letters were obviously A through Z and they were words in Spanish. So it was like A for acordeon and it had a place for the kiddos to write their name and also trace the letter A. So anyways, the girl says, the mom of the child says, oh, she's going to go to kinder, so she needs help learning how to write her name. And I was like, oh my God, this is like so fucking perfect. 360 moment where I get to use something that I created a long time ago and I can use it with this patient. And that's what I wanted to share with Luis when he was like, I never want to talk to you again. So I was like, fuck this family. I'm out of here. But yeah, but anyways, that's what happened. And so now I do that on the weekends. So if anybody out there needs a tutor or any help, really, I think I feel confident enough to say that whatever it is that your child, sibling, I don't know, anyone, toddler needs, I can help, because I very much do enjoy what I do, and I feel like I've had and gained so much experience to where I can do that. And now I have this person like hitting me up, which is like good, what would you say, good review on me. But yeah, but anyways, that was that. And then we just got busy because Luis's family came around, family that he had never met.
The in-laws came.
Yeah, and he was being a family man. Oh my God. So Luis disappeared for like a whole week. He was on tour. And then I kind of been in and out during the weekend. But yeah, what happened, Tia Luis? What the fuck is that?
What, this?
Yeah.
It's to clean your ass.
Is that a... Do not tell me that's the things that the dentist use for the mouth. That is right.
It's an irrigator. Yeah, it shoots water
to floss your... Of course Fernando would want that.
We got it off a TikTok shop.
I don't even want to know what else you guys use that for.
Anyways. So...
What kind of love?
So anyways... yeah, Fernando's family came, but right before that, we got the news that the 99 cent store was closing. And that was such a... It's still a fucking nightmare. I feel like we're at the closing of Noah Noah all over again, because they filed for bankruptcy, and we haven't really shared this, but they owe us money, basically. And now we had to file paperwork to see if the court will rule towards them paying us. And we don't even know. Like, we're up in limbo. We got approved to be in another store that has 53 locations. But then they told us, we'll hit you guys up after this holiday, which is Mother's Day, because they're super busy. So we had ordered 10,000 balloons of the graduation balloons, the Si Se Pudo, because we were like, you know, we'll be able to get those into the 99 cent store, but we weren't. And then just yesterday we got hit up by we hit up a grocery store, and it looks like we are going to get in there. They already have all our paperwork, so they'll let us know by Monday. And so we're hopeful that the store gets us in quick enough so that we can push the graduation balloons and at least get rid of half of them. I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sexy thing. Sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing. So it's been a whirlwind. I had a meeting with my business partner, Donahi, the other day, and pobrecita, she was really, really frustrated to the point where I literally, like, not screamed, but, like, raised my voice at her.
You always raise your voice. And, Donna, don't feel bad.
I was like, yo, we don't need your negativity right now. And it wasn't that she was being negative. She was, like, being... like, this can happen, and what if this doesn't happen? Like, we're gonna be in the hole. Like, we could potentially go down, basically. And so
I'm going down. Sorry. Is the story no round?
Yeah. Literal. And this is why I'm never going to fucking talk to you again, you fucking asshole. So yeah, that whole thing went from like fucking hopes and dreams as I'm looking at my... ¿Cómo se llama esta madre? Fuck you, buddy. ¿Cómo se llama esta madre?
His vision board, my y'all.
Vision board. Fucking 99 cents. Fucking 400. Fucking big dreams, big checks.
But to be fair, Luis, I've told you this and I will repeat it. The magic of the vision board is that it's in front of your jeta.
It is in front of my face.
No, right now it is. But Luis literally fucking hung this shit on the ceiling. So
in front of my face. So anyways.
yeah. I'm going down.
Fuck you. It really shattered like hopes and dreams, you know, because it's not like Globitos doesn't move. And it's such a bittersweet moment, because one of the things that the 99 cent store taught us is that there is still a shit ton of people that don't know about our brand. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes me the most hopeful, because we haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg. And the fact that these people, when we were inflating balloons and taking them out to the floor, that they would stop us and be like, oh my God, those are so cute. I'll take one. I'll take this. I'll take that. And they didn't care about the price. I mean, granted, the price wasn't like
a lot.
They were $2.99. But compared to all their other balloons that were $149, like, it was a big jump. But people didn't care. And more importantly, we also learned that people were buying them just because. They didn't wait for like a special occasion or whatever the case may be. They were buying them because they were cute. So like Chulada, La Reina, they were just buying them because they wanted to give it to their daughters, to their sisters, to their wives, to their novias, whoever, right? And so that was awesome. And so now we're trying to hit up as many stores as possible to see if we can get in there. Our top priority is obviously like Dollar Tree, Dollar General, stores that have big numbers like the 99 cent store, because if we were able to move 25,000 units in a month and a half in 20 stores, like, imagine if our Globitos were at every Latino city store.
Yeah.
Like, they would just move, and they would move in like
a lot. Like, super a lot.
So anyway, so we're obviously we're hopeful. Y entre esos días, Dana saw that there was a Shark Tank
casting
open call, and so she's like, well, should we go? And I said, yeah, dude, let's do it. Like, what's the worst that can happen, right? So it was on April 25th at the Morongo Resort and Casino, and she asked for the day off, and I went as well, obviously. And I woke up at 3 a.m, and then she picked me up at 4:30, and we drove there. And so that's why when you asked to record yesterday, I was fucking tired. My eyes were like, they felt like they had sand in them. So I really wanted to go to sleep. And I could have recorded, but I wasn't going to have the energy to record. So we get there at 6 a.m. And the thing said, you cannot get in line until 9. And then when we get there, they tell us, you can't get in line until 8. So we're kind of like just sitting in the little cafeteria area. And then we see other people sitting, and they're like, are you guys here for Shark Tank? And we're like, yes, are you too? Yes. Que no sé qué. So then this lady was like, okay, so he was number one, I'm number two, you're number three, you're number four, blah, blah. So that when we get in line, there's like this camaraderie of like, yeah, who got here first, right? And then the security guard passes by, and he's like, are you guys here for Shark Tank? And we're like, yeah. And they're like, hey, this year the line's going to be outside over by the whatever. And so vamos caminando, and he's like, but you can't get in line until late. And we're like, okay, cool. We'll just go see where the spot is and then just kind of roam around. Well, when we got there, there was already 20 people in that line. And we were like, we thought we were here first, right?
Yeah.
So we obviously got in line behind those people. And Donna and I got number 24. So, dude, Palm Springs always has the best fucking weather. Tell me why. It was freezing cold.
I mean, it was still early.
Cloudy. It was raining. It was windy and we were outside and we were literally freezing cold. This is how cold it was. We were so cold that Dana and I were like literally on top of each other. We were like, like, way. And then they didn't allow us. And then they didn't let us in until like 3 hours later. Like 3-4 hours later.
And you didn't even take a jacket.
I didn't even take a jacket. And then we didn't read the whole thing, and we were supposed to fill out a casting form, and it was like 18 pages.
Oh, shit.
And we're like, holy fuck, how are we gonna get this printed? So we were like, okay, well, we'll fucking have to find a staple, send it to print, go get it, whatever. And the people that were in front of us, they were so kind, that because they were staying there, so they had access to the business center, and they were able to make us a copy.
Aww.
And we're like, thank you so much. They actually had a really great product. It's this little bear. It's called Affirmation Buddy or something. And so the little bear has affirmation cards that say, you are great. Mm-hmm. You are wonderful. You are smart. So it's for little kids so that they grow up hearing affirmations. And I was like, that is such a great product. Like, she's going through. She's going through. Like, it's a great, great product. And so they gave us an extra copy, and we were filling it out. And then finally, when the people from Shark Tank came out, ¿cómo se llama? They were like, do you have a copy? Or we have one for you. And we're like, shit. We were like tripping out, and they could have given us a copy. So, we finally go in. We're actually part of the second group to present. And the way it works is that they have casting directors, and there were 5 tables. And you would go and pitch to any one of them, depending on cuánto tiempo or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they're like, you have a minute. It might take a little longer if they start asking questions, whatever the case may be. So we went, we pitched, and then we started to like think about it. And I was telling Dana, like salimos los dos de ahí. I don't want to say defeated, but we both came out like, fuck, almost everybody else that was there, they were getting questions. They were like, hey, what about this? What about that?
Yeah.
And for us, like, we got maybe like 2 questions.
But maybe it was because you had all the, like, you answered all the questions that they would have had.
I want to say that that's what happened, because we were like, when we started, we were like, we started in 2016. We were the first ones to have concha balloons. They didn't exist in the U.S. They didn't exist in Mexico. And we were and are still the first ones. We sold over 25,000 units in a month and a half in 20 stores. And then they moved us to 200 stores, but they closed down. And we told them our landing cost. We also told them how much they retail for, $2.99 between $7.99. We told them how much money we've made since we started. We told them how much money we've made in the last year. And then we told them we're asking for $100,000 for 10% of the company, which basically means that we're evaluating the company at at $1 million, right? But if you take a look at the numbers, right? Let me borrow your phone, the calculator. So if you take a look at the numbers, we're obviously evaluating our company at $1 million. We haven't made $1 million, clearly. But we know what we know, right? Which are the numbers. So for example, if we move 25,000 units in a month and a half, right? We divide that by 20 stores. That's 1,250 balloons per store cada dos meses. So if we multiply that by 6, because there's 12 months in a year, y esto fue cada dos meses, right? Mm-hmm. So if we multiply that by 6, that's 7,500 balloons per store. So
a month?
Every 2 months.
Shit.
No. This is for the whole year. For the whole year.
Okay.
So one store would sell potentially 7,500 balloons per year. And that's a real number, because we sold 25,000 balloons in 2 months at 20 stores. Okay? Now imagine if we were at Dollar Tree, por ejemplo. Dollar Tree has 1,800 stores minus the 600 that they're closing. That's 1,200 stores, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say that half of those are stores where it makes sense, right? Where they're in Latino communities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that would be what? 600 stores, right? So if each store sells approximately 7,500 balloons per year times 600 stores, that's 4.5 million balloons that could potentially be sold.
I'm going down. Up.
So then we gave them the price of the balloons so they can easily make the math, and $100,000 for 10% of the company can easily be recovered in a year.
Yeah.
And so the reason why we need Shark Tank is because when we go knocking on doors, we're just Globitos, a company that is not known. But if Shark Tank goes knocking on doors...
It's Nigel.
Or
what's his name? No, Nigel's from American Idol.
Nigel?
Yeah, the guy.
That's not from American Idol.
Yes, it is. Yes. Who? The guy with the curly hair, or is that he's from one of the programs. Like Americans Got Talent shit.
That's why we also ask for very little money, because we want them to invest. We really want them to see the potential. And imagine they go somewhere where it's like Walmart. Like, how many stores?
There's a million of those.
Walmart have in the USA. So Walmart has 4,600 stores.
Fuck.
Imagine that we're in half of those Walmarts. How many stores did I say?
400.
4,600. Imagine we're in half of those Walmarts.
2,300.
2,000 Walmarts. That's also like... $33 million. Like, it's insane. What I'm trying to say is that it's insane. So we gave them the number so that they can do the math and be like, they're making money, they have the potential, mm-hmm. they were going to start making money, but then the fucking store closed down, mm-hmm. right? So we left there like thinking, like...
I think maybe because you guys had planned it and had everything that they... we're already going to ask question like answered that they were like, holy shit, they're like, what else can we ask? You know, like, whereas I feel like other people probably got like stuck on like giving extra information. So of course they had to ask, but
So then the other thing that actually Donna talked about in her Insta stories today on Instagram, which I actually said, hey, you need to post this on our TikTok because that's exactly what we had talked about. Every time we go into any place with Globitos, people are always like, oh my God, those are so cool. Where did you get them? Here, while we were sitting in the waiting room, it was like American Idol shit. While we were sitting in the waiting room, not one person
asked.
Was like, oh my God, those are so cool. But because they didn't understand them, right? Because I want to say that 99% of the people that were there were white. Like, everybody was white, black, Asian. There was no Latinos. And if there were, I don't even know how to say this. They were probably just like third, fourth generation. Like, I just, yeah, there weren't. So nobody got excited about our balloons the way we typically do when we go anywhere.
Yeah.
And then when we were walking out, claro, the cleaning lady was like, ay, qué bonitos.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. So that too made me feel like, man, I really do hope that they're really trying to diversify and get more Latino businesses in here. I mean, they had Nopalera, they had I Love Chamoy, because there really is a need. And I hope that they're seeing that, right? So, and also... if you're listening and you have a business, don't be afraid to go on these casting calls, because as my business partner Donna said, there needs to be more representation. And the more they see us, the more they'll see like, holy shit, there are Latino entrepreneurs, right?
Yeah.
Because let me just say that the Shark Tank Mexico, I showed my dad the Shark Tank Mexico because I wanted him to see like how it would go down when we're there. And he also was like, pero la gente que está pitching the ideas se ve que ya tienen dinero. And I'm like, yeah, unfortunately, Shark Tank Mexico
is like that.
Is very fucking classist in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
They will not allow or have la señora de la esquina de los chilaquiles go and present and say, hey, necesito tanto dinero porque se me están vendiendo un chingo de chilaquiles y quiero poner un puto negocio. I don't even think they would allow her to go on the show, because every single person that pitches on Shark Tank Mexico is... I'm gonna generalize, pero son de socioeconómico alto.
But we know that Mexico, like, sorry, but it's clasista.
Yeah. So anyways, so that was our experience. And of course, when we got back, while we were there, this new store that we're pitching was like, hey, we're having a meeting today with all the managers. Is there any way that you can bring me samples of the balloon so I can show them? And I was like, oh my God. Le dije, oye, estamos en una audición de Shark Tank. Pero a qué horas los para qué hora lo necesitas? And she was like, well, we're gonna meet from 11 to 4, so anytime in between. And I said, okay, well, if we have a chance, we'll call you and let you know. So since we were like the first ones, we literally left there at 11. I called this person and I was like, hey, we can be there by 1.
And also like from fucking Palms to fucking
to LA. So then we drove out there, and by then we were hungry, no habíamos comido nada. But we wanted to get these balloons to this place. And after that, we just had fucking Osha, which was like the best fried rice, the best Thai tea, the best noodles, the best everything.
And at the moment, because Luis did bring me some leftovers, that shit tasted like a cup of noodle.
No.
It was not good, y'all.
And yeah, that's what happened. So if you're listening out there, please tag Dollar Tree, please tag HEB, please tag everyone and their mother on Globito's post, obviously Shark Tank too, because the more they see the tags, the more they can start paying attention to us.
Yes, blow them up. And blow up al instante, please.
Oh, yes, and al instante también. Yes,
because we need more. We need more potties.
Exactly. And while we were there, I came up with a business idea, another business. But I'll share that one later.
You see what I mean? Now he's going to want us to be his little fucking Oompa Loompas.
No, because you're
not. Because all you want to do is fucking
because now I know
be
that you don't
want to
work.
It's not
so
that.
So you're not going to be a part of that business. How about that?
It's not that.
You're not even invited to the party.
If everyone, okay, if a family business is going in on a family business, everyone's going to go in all in at the same.
Yeah, but everybody's going to do.
At the same job.
No, everybody.
At the same. Todos se van a chingar.
If I would have given you the job to fucking record content, you'd never do that. I've given you, that's why I don't order shit for you from TikTok, because you could never create content.
Because if I do, and I had this conversation with Melissa, if you're listening, that if I started a career in fucking the media, it would be over for y'all. Because, just come on, like, you guys, porque me conocen nada más de la voz y del podcast, pero en realidad, like, I'm a whole ass fucking fun time.
Yeah, you are a hoe.
I fucking hate you, dude. But anyways, I don't want to fucking, it'd be over for all of y'all. So I don't want to, it'd be over for you. I think that's what you're scared of.
She does not know how to manage the
fucking phone.
No.
Your throne.
So, anyways.
We missed y'all. This was fun. I feel like, it's because Aneta, like, it's not that we don't have time. It's just that
Luis,
every time it's because this is another thing. Luis asked me at the most inconvenient times, like literally if I'm gonna go.
We had set a schedule that you never kept up with.
I did.
So give me your schedule. Tell me. I'm not even gonna say anything. You tell me when it's fucking convenient for you, and that's when we'll do it. I already sound like a broken record because I said this before.
But if we say we're gonna record,
and we don't, I'm gonna put you on blast on all social media.
We've kept it at Friday's 10 a.m.
Okay.
What were you doing at 10 a.m. today? You were fucking sleeping, and I was
cleaning
the house.
I was not sleeping. I went on that fucking junta that I had. Yeah.
No.
I went on a fucking junta.
Okay, so then what would happen in that situation? Now then I have to wait for you to be done later, as in like right now.
I would not schedule anything around that time.
But if you said that we're keeping it the same every single Friday,
yeah,
which is 10 a.m.
Yeah, but we haven't recorded for like a month. I didn't expect for you to be sitting there at 10 a.m. perky and bright-eyed, fucking waiting for me to record. So tell me what time you want to record and what
day. We're keeping it the same, Friday at 10 a.m.
Okay, bitch. I'll see you here next week on Friday. Bye.